Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 13, Subuddhi Rai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Sanatan Goswami to proceed towards Vrindavan, and Lord Chaitanya informed Sanatan that his two brothers had already gone there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatan Goswami, "All my devotees who go to Vrindavan are generally very poor. They each have nothing with them but a torn quilt and a small water pot. Therefore, Sanatan, you should give them shelter and maintain them." After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced all the devotees present and began to proceed on his way. And all the devotees fainted and fell down. And after some time, all the devotees got up and returned to their homes, very much grief-stricken. Then Sanatan Goswami proceeded alone towards Vrindavana. When Rupa Goswami reached Mathura, he met Subuddhi Rai on the banks of the Yamuna at a place called Dhruvaghat. Formerly, Subuddhi Rai had been a big landholder in Gauda Desha, or Bengal. Sayyada Hussein Khan was at that time a servant of Subuddhi Rai. Subuddhi Rai put Hussein Khan in charge of digging a big lake, but once, finding fault with him, struck him with a whip. Later, however, Hussein Khan, somehow or other, was appointed Nawab by the central Muslim government. As a matter of obligation, he increased the opulences of Subuddhi Rai. But later, when the wife of Nawab Sayyada Hussein Khan saw the whipping marks on his body, she requested him to kill Subuddhi Rai. Hussein Khan replied, "Oh, Subuddhi Rai has maintained me very carefully. Why, he was just like a father to me. And now you are asking me to kill him? This is not a very good proposal." As a last alternative, his wife suggested that the Nawab take away Subuddhi Rai's caste and turn him into a Muslim. But Hussein Khan replied that if he did this, Subuddhi Rai would not live. So this became a perplexing problem for Hussein Khan, because his wife kept requesting him to kill Subuddhi Rai. Finally, the Nawab sprinkled a little water on Subuddhi Roy's head from a pitcher that had been used by a Muslim. Taking the Nawab sprinkling water upon him as an opportunity, Subuddhi Rai left his family and business affairs and went to Varanasi. When Subuddhi Rai consulted the learned Brahmanas at Varanasi, asking them how his conversion to Islam could be counteracted, they advised him to drink hot ghee and give up his life. And when Subuddhi Rai consulted some other Brahmanas, they told him that actually he had not committed a grievous fault, and that consequently he should not drink hot ghee and give up his life. As a result, Subuddhi Rai was doubtful about what to do. In his state of perplexity, Subuddhi Rai met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when the Lord was at Varanasi. Subuddhi Rai explained his position, asking Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what he should do. And Lord Chaitanya thus advised him, "Go to Vrindavan and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra constantly. Begin this chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra, and when your chanting is almost pure, all of your sinful reactions will go away. And after you chant perfectly, you will then get shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. When you are situated at the lotus feet of Krishna, no sinful reaction can touch you. Indeed, this is the best solution to all sinful activity. Thus, receiving the order from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan, Subuddhi Roy left Varanasi and went through Prayag, Ayodhya, and Naimisharanya towards Vrindavan. Subuddhi Roy stayed for some time at Naimisharanya, and during that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Prayag after visiting Vrindavana himself. After reaching Mathura, Subuddhi Roy received information of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's itinerary. Subuddhi Roy became very unhappy, however, because he was not able to contact Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Subuddhi Roy would collect dry wood in the forest and take it to the city of Mathura to sell. For each load, Subuddhi Roy would receive 5 or 6 paisa. Earning his livelihood by selling dry wood, Subuddhi Roy would live on only 1 paisa's worth of fried chickpeas, and he would deposit whatever other paisa he had with some merchant. Subuddhi Roy used to spend his savings to supply yogurt to Bengali Vaishnavas who would visit Mathura. Subuddhi Roy also gave the visitors cooked rice and oil massages. When Subuddhi Roy saw a poverty-stricken Vaishnava, he would use his own money to feed him. When Rupa Goswami arrived at Mathura, Subuddhi Roy, out of love and affection for Rupa Goswami, wanted to serve him in so many ways. Subuddhi Roy personally took Rupa Goswami to see all the 12 forests of Vrindavana. Rupa Goswami remained in Mathura and Vrindavan for 1 month in the association of Subuddhi Roy. And after that, Rupa Goswami left Vrindavan to search out his elder brother Sanatan Goswami. When Rupa Goswami heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone to Prayag on the road along the banks of the Ganges, Rupa and his brother Anupama went that way to meet Sri Krishna Chaitanya. After reaching Prayag, Sanatan Goswami, following the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also went to Vrindavan along the public road. So when Sanatan Goswami met Subuddhi Roy at Mathura, Subuddhi Roy explained everything about his younger brothers Rupa and Anupama. So since Sanatan went along the public road to Vrindavan, and Rupa and Anupama went on the road along the Ganges banks, it was not possible for them to meet. Subuddhi Roy and Sanatan Goswami had known each other before accepting the renounced order. Therefore, Subuddhi Roy showed much affection to Sanatan Goswami, but Sanatan hesitated to accept his sentiments and affections. Being very advanced in the renounced order, Sanatan Goswami used to wander from forest to forest, never taking shelter of any habitation built of stone. He used to live under trees or beneath bushes, both day and night. Srila Sanatana Goswami collected some books about archaeological excavations in Mathura, and wandering throughout the forests, Sanatan sought to renovate all those holy places. Sanatan Goswami remained in Vrindavan while Rupa and Anupama returned to Varanasi. When Rupa Goswami arrived at Varanasi, he met the Maharashtrian Brahman, Chandrashekhar and Tapana Mishra, who were described previously. While Rupa Goswami was staying at Varanasi, he resided at the house of Chandrashekhar and took prasadam at the house of Tapana Mishra. In this way, he heard of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions to Sanatan Goswami in Varanasi. And while staying at Varanasi, Rupa Goswami heard of all of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wonderful activities. When Rupa heard of Lord Chaitanya's deliverance of the Mayavadi sannyasis, Rupa became very happy. When Rupa Goswami saw that all the people of Varanasi now were respecting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became even more happy. Rupa even heard stories from the general populace. And after staying in Varanasi for about 10 days, Rupa Goswami returned to Bengal. In this way, Krishnadas Kaviraj has described the activities of Rupa and Sanatan. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was returning to Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya passed through the solitary forest, and Sri Krishna Chaitanya received great pleasure in doing so. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happily returned to Jagannath Puri in the company of his servant Balabhadra Bhatta Acharya. And as previously, Sri Krishna Chaitanya performed many pleasing pastimes with the forest animals. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at the place known as Atara Nala near Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya sent Balabhadra Bhatta Acharya to call for all of his devotees. Hearing the news of Sri Krishna Chaitanya's arrival from Balabhadra Bhatta Acharya, hordes of devotees became so happy that they seemed to be getting back their very lives. It was as though their consciousness had returned to their bodies. Their senses also became agitated. Being overwhelmed with great pleasure, all the devotees hastily went to see Lord Chaitanya. They met him on the banks of the celebrated lake called Narendra Sarovara. And when Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord offered them his respectful obeisances due to their being godbrothers of his spiritual master. They both then embraced Lord Chaitanya in love and affection. Devotees like Swarup Damodara, Gadadhar Pandit, Jagadananda, Kashishwar, Govinda and Vrakreshwara all came to meet Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Kashi Mishra, Prajumna Mishra, Damodar Pandit, Haridas Thakur, and Shankara Pandit all came there to meet Lord Chaitanya. All the other devotees also came, falling down at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. And in return, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them all with great ecstatic love. Thus, they all merged in the ocean of transcendental bliss. Then, Lord Chaitanya and all of his devotees proceeded towards the temple of Jagannath to see the deity. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Lord Jagannath in the temple, Lord Chaitanya was immediately overwhelmed with love and affection. Sri Krishna Chaitanya chanted and danced with his devotees for a long time. The priests immediately brought them flower garlands and prasadam. The temple's watchman, who was named Tulsi, also came, offering his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. When the news spread that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had once again arrived at Jagannath Puri, devotees like Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, Ramananda Roy and Vaninath Roy all came to meet Sri Krishna Chaitanya. The Lord and all of his devotees then went to the residence of Kashi Mishra. Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya and Pandit Goshai also invited Lord Chaitanya to dine at their homes. Accepting their invitation, Lord Chaitanya asked them to bring all the prasadam there so that he could eat it with his devotees. Upon receiving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya and Pandit Gosai brought sufficient prasadam from the temple of Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya then dined with everyone at his own place. Thus, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has described how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri after visiting Vrindavan. Whoever hears Lord Chaitanya's pastimes with faith and love very soon attains shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj has thus given a summary description of the travels of Lord Chaitanya to and from Jagannath Puri. Indeed, Lord Chaitanya traveled to and fro continuously for 6 years. The following are purports to this section by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ISKCON has constructed temples in both Vrindavan and Mayapur, just to give shelter to the foreign devotees coming from Europe and America. And since the Hare Krishna movement started, many Europeans and Americans have been visiting Vrindavan, but they have not been properly received by any ashram or temple there. So it is the purpose of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to give them shelter and train them in devotional service. There are also many tourists who are eager to come to India in order to understand India's spiritual life. And so the devotees in our ISKCON temples, both in Vrindavan and in Navadvip, should make arrangements to accommodate them as far as possible. 500 years ago in India, the Hindus were so rigid and strict that if a Muslim would sprinkle a little water from his pitcher upon a Hindu, the Hindu would immediately be ostracized. Recently, in 1947, during the partition days, there was a big riot between Hindus and Muslims, especially in Bengal. The Hindus were forcibly made to eat cow's flesh, so consequently they began crying, thinking that now they had become Muslims. Actually, the Muslims in India did not come from the country of the Muslims, but Hindus instituted the custom that somehow or other, if one contacted a Muslim, then one became a Muslim. Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis were born in a high Brahmana family, but because they had accepted employment under a Muslim government, they were considered Muslims. Subuddhi Roy was sprinkled with water from the pitcher of a Muslim, and so consequently he was condemned to now have to become a Muslim. Later on, Aurangzeb, the Muslim emperor, introduced a tax especially meant for Hindus. Being oppressed in the Hindu community, many low-caste Hindus preferred to become Muslims. And in this way, the Muslim population increased. Later, the British government made it a policy to divide the Hindus and Muslims, and thus they maintained ill feelings between them. The result was that India was divided into Pakistan and Hindustan. From the early histories, it appears that the entire earth was under one culture, Vedic culture, but gradually, due to religious and cultural divisions, the rule fragmented into many subdivisions. Now, the earth is divided into many countries, religions, and political parties. Despite these political and religious divisions, we advocate that everyone should once again unite under one culture, Krishna consciousness. People should accept one God, Krishna, one scripture, Bhagavad Gita, and one activity, devotional service to the Lord. Thus people may live happily upon this earth and combine to produce sufficient food. In such a society, there would be no question of scarcity, famine, or cultural or religious degradation. So-called caste systems and national divisions are simply artificial. For according to our Vaishnava philosophy, these are all external bodily designations. The Krishna consciousness movement is not based upon bodily designations, for it is a transcendental movement on the platform of spiritual understanding. So if the people of the world understood that the basic principle of life is spiritual identification, they would understand that the business of the spirit soul is to serve the Supreme Spirit, Krishna. As Lord Krishna himself says in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Mamaibhangsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha, the living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. All living entities in different life forms are sons of Krishna. Therefore, they are all meant to serve Krishna, the original Supreme Father. If this philosophy is accepted, then the failure of the United Nations to unite all nations will be sufficiently compensated all over the world by a great Krishna consciousness movement. Recently, we had talks with Christian leaders in Australia, including the Catholic Bishop of Melbourne, and everyone there was pleased with our philosophy of oneness in religious consciousness. It appears that Subuddhi Roy was a big landholder and a responsible, respectable gentleman. Subuddhi Roy could not, however, avoid the social misconception that one becomes a Muslim when water is sprinkled upon one's face from a Muslim's pitcher. Actually, Subuddhi Roy was planning to give up his material life and leave his family. Hindu culture recommends 4 divisions, brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. Subuddhi Roy was thinking of taking sannyas, and by the grace of Krishna, he received this opportunity. He therefore left his family and went to Varanasi. The system of Varnashram Dharma is very scientific. If one is directed by the Varnashram institution, he will naturally think of retiring from family life at the end of his life. Therefore, sannyas is compulsory at the age of 50. In this section, we also heard of another instance of Hindu custom. One Brahmana would give advice how to overcome a particular fault, and another Brahmana would give advice to the contrary. Typically, lawyers and physicians differ, giving one kind of instruction and then another. And due to the Brahmana's different opinions, Subuddhi Roy became further perplexed. He did not know what to do or what not to do. However, Lord Chaitanya advised Subuddhi Roy to go to Vrindavan and constantly chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the solution to all sinful activities. For in this age of Kali, everyone is perplexed by so many inconveniences, social, political, and religious, and naturally, no one is happy. Due to the contamination of this age, everyone has a very short life duration. There are many fools and rascals who advise people to adopt this way of life or that way of life, but real liberation from life's perplexities means preparation for the next life. Tata de hantara praptir dhira stutra namukyati. According to Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, one should be situated in his or her spiritual identity and return home back to Godhead. The simplest method for this is recommended herein by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should constantly chant the holy names of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Krishna Consciousness Movement is recommending this process all over the world. We are saying, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Become freed from all the complexities of material life and realize Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Engage in Krishna's devotional service and thus perfect your life so that you can return home back to Godhead. As far as pure chanting or chanting perfectly, the 10 kinds of offenses should be considered. In the beginning, when one is initiated into the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, naturally there are many offenses committed. Therefore, the devotee should very carefully try to avoid these offenses and chant purely. Now, this does not mean that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is sometimes pure and sometimes impure. No, rather, it is the chanter who is impure due to material contamination. So the chanter has to purify him or herself so that the holy names will be perfectly effective. Chanting the holy name of the Lord inoffensively will help one get immediate shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. So this means that by chanting purely, one will immediately be situated on the transcendental platform. We should note, however, that according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, one should not wait to purify oneself before chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Whatever our condition may be, we should begin chanting immediately. For by the power of the Hare Krishna mantra, we will gradually be relieved from all material contamination and we will get shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, which is the ultimate goal of life. Recorded February 15, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Krao Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatir Anyatha.